Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so fucking home.
Stranded, yeah, mama, home. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be one of the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. You also don't have to listen to any ads. As you know, the two of us have so much music that we love and which we are always eager to share with you, that we love taking trips to the desert island, popping a quarter in the jukebox, and playing for you a song we cannot live without. It is Mr. Kot's turn. Give us a slight hint, a teaser, as they say in the biz.
Well, Jim, I want to play a track from a band that was originally thought of as one of the great bands of its time. And in, say, the last 20 years, everybody says they've just been underwhelming. Mm. And I'm going to say, that's a bunch of BS.
All right. I'm eager to find out. Herman's Hermits?
Yes, no, exactly. You got it.
We'll be right back with Greg's pick.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. We are back. I am eager to hear who you're talking about adding to the Desert Island Jukebox today.
Well, it may seem like a cliche, but Radiohead. You know what? We don't really talk about them a lot on the show. I think generally people perceive as critics being like, you know, total fawning over this band. Yeah. But I would say they've had a, you know, they've taken a critical beating the last 20 years.
Well, they
you
haven't
know, post
done.
Kid A. I would say there's been a lot of skepticism. They seem to be too obscure. They're not writing those wonderful guitar-based soaring anthems like they used to. And I get it. They are experimenting. Personally, I love the idea that Radiohead has never stood still. They're willing to experiment. Maybe they're not doing OK Computer over and over again or Kid A over and over again, but they're constantly experimenting. And the reason I still love this band, even though I, in fact, don't love all their studio albums, you know, especially from the last 20 years. I certainly go see them every time because you know you're going to see those songs performed live and you're going to hear them in a new way.
Well, I think, you know, part of the thing is that they have such a great rhythm section.
They do.
That have been buried on some of these more experimental discs that then rewrite the largely electronic experimental stuff and make it more visceral live.
Right. Well, Phil Selway is an incredible drummer.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you're right. It starts there. And Colin Greenwood, a great, great bass player.
Yeah.
I mean, it's between the two of them, They're helping reinvent a lot of these songs in the live setting. We'll never forget when we were out in Grand Park and saw them reinvent Kid A before our ears and eyes.
It was incredible. A completely different experience.
And ever since then, they've been doing that on a consistent basis. To my ears, one of their least impressive albums over the last 20 years, I've generally liked most of them to a degree. King of Limbs didn't really do much for me when it came out. I was thinking that was kind of a misstep. But then, and I have this other job now for basically a multimedia music site called the Coda Collection, in which we air videos of various bands and we write editorial context around them. And we got this From the Basement series that Nigel Godrich, their producer, has been doing.
Yeah. That's great stuff.
And the videos are of bands just setting up in the studio and doing a bunch of songs in a kind of very intimate setting.
Exquisitely filmed.
Beautifully
excellent
filmed.
Sound. I wrote up the White Stripes for you.
Yeah, that's a great, great set.
Thank you for taking pity on this hardworking professor.
And this set by Radiohead post-King of Limbs, I'm going, okay, King of Limbs was a so-so record. They basically played the entire album plus the bonus tracks live. And I'm going, wow, this is what they should have put out. It was incredible. I just thought the live performances of those songs gave them a whole new relevance to me. It's so impressive. And then one of the best tracks they've written in the last 20 years was left off the record. It was a bonus track. It eventually came out. They released it as a single later on called Daily Mail.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, what a performance. The live performance on the From the Basement show was what they eventually released as a single. It's become one of the biggest hits on the streaming services. But, man, I'm thinking if that had been included on the album, it would have given it a whole different feel.
Yeah, it's a complicated thing you're talking about because I think they use the studio to take leaps forward. But I would not complain at all if they just took that material and then recorded it live.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot to be said for that. But I also think they like going through the, you know, as Godrich has explained to me, the songs wouldn't exist
without the studio
if they hadn't done that studio experimentation. And the fact that they are able to then translate that studio interpretation into a live performance is really impressive. I mean, not too many bands have the ambition or the desire to even do that. And Radiohead does it over and over again. And again, like you said, I mean, sometimes you think, well, maybe they should just go back and release that record, you know? But that's what makes the live performances so special. So listen to The Daily Mail by Radiohead. If you're a Radiohead fanatic, you've heard this song and you love it, like I do. But to my mind, it's like, okay, this is a pretty damn good song. And it's not on the record. You know, you're not going to find it on the record. But this is what Radiohead has been doing the last 20 years, these kind of reinventions. The Daily Mail from Radiohead on Sound Opinions.
You made a pig's ear. You made a mistake. Paid off security. Got through the gate. You got.
Radiohead, The Daily Mail. That was a good one, GK47. Remember that? That was your AOL address.
That was it?
Yeah, it seems.
I can't even remember those.
Yeah.
It's like
back when we first had to do the dial-up.
Back in the dark ages.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I can
for
still
Radiohead.
Remember that. Yeah.
That's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners on our Facebook group. Thanks for listening.